Myself, Kanam Dejakaria. I'm an electrical engineer at Magwetech. And it's great to see some amazing faces here. All right, so we will discuss about advanced neodymium iron boron magnet manufacturing with high automation and integrated sintering technologies. So first, let's discuss about our company. A brief overview about our company. We are a Chinese company based in Guangzhou. The name of the company is Jiangxi Kaiyuan Automation. It's one of the key player in this field. We also have individually develop decryption, hydrogen decryption furnace, and also racing technologies. So here are some of the overview of our R&D excellence. We have total 38 patent applications, including 11 innovation patent and 2 PCT innovation application. And we have a huge market in China and also worldwide. We have a global footprint with countries like United States, Japan, South Korea, Vietnam, Taiwan, also India. And we are also a strategic partner with some of the big players in domestic China, such as Sinitsu, Star Groups, JL, Anhui, Art Panda, etc. So here are our production line. So with the picture, you guys can have a brief overview of our production line and also our cutting edge technologies. So for the content for this presentation, we'll mainly focus about the 4 parts: industry challenges in the magnet production, one-step forming, multi-cavity and cylindrical production, and press and sintering integration. So for the first one, we will mainly focus about the industry challenges, that what kind of challenge industry faces for the traditional magnet manufacturing. So here you can see that for a traditional magnetic manufacturing technologies, you have to go through a lot of steps, such as magnet forming and packing. Then you have to do vacuum sealings. You have to go to dirty CIP process, oil filtering, peeling the outer layer of the green compact, peeling inner plastic film, arranging in the tray. It's very costly, labor incentive. Also, it's a very slow process. So here you have a real lab example, a factory. Producing 45 tons a day requires roughly 197 people for pressing, 105 peeling workers, and 51 sintering workers, including mold and maintenance staff. So the production process become very, very slow. It's roughly 120 kilogram per person daily capacity. So the industrial pain point, I just mentioned that it puts a big quality risk on the finished product, such as when you do CIP process, you can have oil contamination on your green compact. Also, it's very costly. You have to go for buy some costly vacuum bag, and also you need a lot of labors for the process. And CIP-based process has a very low automation because it's very, very difficult to integrate automation in the CIP process. Also, you have a lot of post-sintering wastages. So this is our solution. What we do, we cut off we totally eliminate manual packing, oil CIP, and peeling. So it reduced the manufacturing cost, so you no longer need the plastic sealing baggage. Also we integrate the multi-cavity production in our production line. So on the single time, you guys can press multiple magnets. And also what we did, we integrated press and sintering furnace. So you no longer need to transport the green compact from after pressing to the sintering furnace. What it happens like when you press the green compact and you transport to the sintering furnace, during the transportation, the green compact might crack or it might have some deformity. So when you do sintering, it drastically reduced the product quality. So we totally eliminated that. We integrated the pressing and the sintering furnace together. So our entire plant, we name it One Step Farming. It's totally developed by Kaimag, our company. So this is our standard pressing machine. It has a dual pump to vacuum the air from the machine, and we have dual motors for the pressing, controlling the pressing. It actually has a very compact design. The machine itself is not very big with immense power. Also, it's very convenient, like it has some convenient platform, so it's very easier to operate. So here are the innovations in the one-step farming machines. So we totally, as I mentioned earlier, we totally eliminate the plastic wrapping, also peeling CIP. So what you do, the main problem is oxygen. So to reduce the oxygen contamination, what you do, we use special kind of lubricant called JK6 binder. It's drastically reduce the powder activity, improve jet peeling, also improve the quality. And here we have a brief overview of our magnetic field automation press. It's very fast and uniform product filling. What we do, we use a vibrator. As I mentioned earlier, we use a multi-cavity, so we use a vibrator to make sure that every cavity has uniformly powder, and also it has dual motor servo control, precisely control pressing speed and variable pressure demolding. So the machine has very precise demolding technology. So we have a small video demonstrating our machines. So we transport the green compact by using automated guided vehicle to the sintering furnace, and then we stack all the components in the furnace. It's totally automated without any kind of hand touch. So one-step farming, the key advantage of one-step farming is it's like very fast for the pressing. Power press, it takes 25 to 35 seconds. Actually, it depends on the magnet size, also the magnet shape. But standard, it takes 25 to 35 seconds. It has very excellent stabilities, dual servo motor control, and low. It has very, very, very low energy consumption, like 0.06 kilowatt per hour per press. Also, it consumes very less nitrogen during the process, only 4 cubic meter per hour. Right, and for the mold changing, actually for the press, mold changing is a very headache. Like other places, like you need special equipment to change the mold. Also, you need like high level of skill, expertise in this field to change the mold. But for our machine, the mold change, it doesn't require some special equipment. Like within an hour, you just can change the mold. And it has significant material saving. Like the wastage is very low. Per day, the wastage is roughly about 50 to 100 grams. So, and it has like large spacing capacity. The maximum size of the magnet can be around 1 kg. Like single signal press, it can produce 1 kg size of magnet. And the grain density, it can be very, very, very densely. Like it had the pressing, after the pressing, grain density can be 0.43 gram per centimeter square. So here, another video demonstrating the pressing. So this is the finite element analysis inside our pressing machine, the place we press the magnet here. So, and this is the real life side view. This is our plants, and we have some 3D sketch about one step farming equipment site. So This all are our equipments. So we, as I mentioned earlier, that we use multi-cavity, and our multi-cavity can produce cylinder and also blocks. So the key features are including improved powder uniformly. So we use the vibrator to uniformly feed the powder in the multi-cavity molds. And also, it's very, as I mentioned earlier, it's very flexible. It's we can rapidly change the molds, and it's very precision and consistency dual motor. And after the pressing, the weight division can be, for the blocks, it can be less than 1%, and for the cylinder, it can be roughly 5%. And it also has a variable pressure demolding. For the main problem is when a pressing machine try to demold, it can crack the grain compact, but we use a air demolding system, so it doesn't make any cracks. It releases the grain compact very easily after the pressing. So for each press, like for the cylinder, it takes roughly 36 seconds, and for the blocks, it takes around 45 seconds. So here we have some videos about the pressing. To section 4, and this is, I guess, one of the most important part. And so what we did, as I mentioned earlier, we integrated the press and sintering furnace together, and it's the ultimate automation solution. So this is one of our innovation. So This is the sintering furnace. So what happens in the sintering furnace when we do sinter of the green compact? After sintering, the furnace wall can be contaminated by the evaporating such as like the lubricants, but we invent this kind of sintering furnace that sintering furnace with the de-waxing, so it all mainly prevents organic vapor from conducting on the furnace wall, drastically reduce the contamination of vacuum pumps and pipeline, and extending the furnace service life. And also, this is, I mentioned earlier, one-step forming production line, multiple places. So multiple places are connecting via sealing channel, and then we use the automated guided vehicle to transport all the green compact to the sintering furnaces. As you see, these all are demonstrating the pressing machines. And after the pressing, during this vacuum seal tunnel, we take the green compact to the sintering furnace, and we load, we dock all the material, all the green compact in the sintering furnace, and after sintering, we release it. So after facing the channel, here you can see the sketch of four pressing, four pressing and one the sintering furnace connected together. After we press here, we transport all the green compact with the automated vehicle guided vehicle to the sintering furnace, and this is actually for the large quantity manufacturing. And for the smaller quantity manufacturing, we have a smaller scale, such as we connected two pressing and with a smaller furnaces. So this is the final product after sintering. And you can see the product. This is the basic overview. And here are some of our certificate, although it's in Chinese, but it demonstrates how to say that. Here are some of the certificate and the patents in the global, from global side and also from the Chinese. And that's all. It took shorter than the expected time. Anyway, if you guys have any question, you can ask, and also you can scan the codes to contact us. Any question? I guess that's it. Okay, thank you everyone for your attention.